Hi, it's Chris here, and well, I'm in the car, would you believe? And today I want to talk from the car about topics very dear to my heart, and that is macro and micro self-leadership. Now, I want you to imagine a person who's got a job working in McDonald's, and that job is, frying burgers. And they get up in the morning and, well, you know, the night before was a bit late and they watched a bit of TV and played a few computer games, and they get to McDonald's and the griller is hot and their feet are cold on the floor and they're tired and it's boring. And if you measured their cortisol levels and all the measurements of stress, you'll find in this person a degree of stress commensurate, 100% commensurate with their perception of the circumstances they're facing. Now, 20 years later, that exact same person, if you measured their cortisol levels, would be exactly the same under stress. But consider this, they may be the CEO of the largest company in the world. In 20 years, they've gone from frying burgers and being stressed about whatever it comes up, you know, the boss or their girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever it was, school, to being stressed about billion-dollar deals, about global changes, about environmental impacts, about conservation, about seven kids they've given birth to. But the stress response is identical. Now, this is a really interesting thing. What it means is, when we talk about evolving in life, we evolve and adapt to different levels of stress. And if you ask the person who was stressed about their, the person who is the CEO of a very large firm, to talk about the stress of a 16-year-old working in McDonald's 20 years ago, they would laugh until they cried about the difference between the things that cause the CEO stress, which is, you know, 10,000 employees and the global economy and nuclear war with North Korea and all these things, versus the heat of the hamburger grill and whether their girlfriend was going to go to tennis tonight or not. So we evolve, and to the individual, the stress is important. So you can't say to a 16-year-old, that's ridiculous, how could you be stressed about that? Because that would be offensive to them, and really it is the center point of their so-called story. So these stresses add up to what's called our story. And we evolve in life through different levels of stress. If you take your current job and you go, wow, man, I'm under so much stress, I'm overwhelmed, there's too much work to do, I can't get through it all. And then 10 years later, look back on it from a place of a more evolved perspective, you would laugh. So how do we stay one step ahead of this process of evolution so that we're not necessarily in perpetual catch-up mode, that we're always under the pump? I want to say a few things. Firstly, stress or anxiety or nerves or whatever it is, or feeling overwhelmed, is a natural part of the progression of life. So we will always have it. It doesn't mean you failed. It means that you've evolved. First, so welcome it. Second thing, never slow down. The formula for the hippies, who are mostly teaching yoga and meditation and things, the formula for them is they've burnt out. And the people who've burnt out in corporate and go to Eastern teachings to come back into corporate are trying to tell everybody to slow down, smell the roses, do some yoga, relax, have a good time. Well, good luck in the real world, doing that shit, because that's for people who lived 2,000 years ago and weren't on the internet and weren't doing stuff. And what you'll hear these teachers saying is revert back, as almost like the terrorists are trying to do in the Middle East, revert back to primordial times, when in their opinion things were better. It's just an unquestionably dumb approach. The perception you can have from all this is that there's a, let's just say, stress, anxiety, work, trouble, struggles, problems are a herd of elephants charging at you, and you feel like you're being stampeded by multiple levels. You've lost a bit of sleep, you're getting sleep apnea, or you're getting sleep anxieties, you're getting a little bit nervous at work, you're starting to feel the cage rattling, you know you're going to be in an error soon, you know that something, one of your choices isn't going to be absolutely spot on before long. So with all this happening, the question comes, how do you deal with it? If you don't slow down, if the message from nature is put your foot on the accelerator and go for it, when these things are happening, how do you deal with it? Well, let's think of balanced, centered, and calm. Let's think of one. Balance your mind. So whenever your mind gets out of balance, gets emotional, whenever your mind gets emotional, you know you're about to screw up. So we know that's not going to work for you. So balance your mind. Center your body means make sure that your body has some sense of what's the word for it? Some sense of poise. That's the word I was looking for. Finally, calm. Now here's where it really comes into play. Instead of dealing with a herd of stampeding elephants and trying to duck those elephants with macro steps, choose micro. Now let me just go through this here. Micromanage your life. So you get up every morning and you've got an exercise routine, and that exercise routine says, do your push-ups, go for a 4-hour run, eat breakfast for 6 hours with the kids, and then, by the way, really look forward to Saturday when it's all different and I can be just chill out. So we start saying, I'm looking forward to Saturday, I'm looking forward to my holidays, I'm looking forward to escaping from the treadmill. Alright, so that's macro. Micro is where we say, this sip of coffee is delicious and I'm going to use this moment in time to take a micro holiday. Micro means instead of having a 1-hour massage, you might have a 10-minute foot rub from one of those reflexology shops that you see in all the supermarkets. You might go to even further talk about it. You might say, I want to I need more sleep. So instead of looking for sleep, look for a moment with an exhalation of your breath and just allow yourself to chill down with that breath. Allow yourself to chill down with that breath. Allow yourself to relax. Trying to drive here at the same time as talk, and I'm not really doing a great job of either thing. So yeah, chill down and relax. So micro means do things one step at a time, one breath at a time, one event at a time. Macro means wait for the weekend, wait for a whole massage, wait for a whole opportunity to do something, And so the macro thing will stop you doing it. For example, you get up in the morning and say, I'm going to do my morning exercise routine, but I don't have time today because my exercise routine takes 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes. So instead of doing your morning exercise routine, get up, move one arm. Instead of doing your whole vision quest, do one section of your vision quest. Instead of doing one going around the whole circle of gratitude, do one word of gratitude. In other words, compress it, do micro. Maybe you get another chance while you're in the bathroom taking a wee and you just go, okay, I'll just do a gratitude thought here. Maybe you don't get a chance to go for a walk in nature, but you're driving past a tree and look out the car window and go, yeah, beautiful, there's a tree in my life. Micro is the way that that people in very big jobs handle very big stress. They don't use elephants to avoid the charging herd of elephants, the stampeding elephants. They use mice. They use tiny little movements, micro movements. Now you'll see this in an Olympic champion. They're not, if they're running in a marathon and their coach doesn't say, when that person's getting exhausted in the marathon, they don't say to their, the coach doesn't say, slow down. That would be the end of the gold medal. The coach says, watch how your foot lands. Watch how your breath takes. Each time you breathe, make sure you breathe a little bit up to the top of your lungs a bit more. They say, watch your left hip. Make sure it rotates just a tiny bit in. Ease your arm pressure. Soften your neck. Tiny little micro movements. None of which is designed to say, slow down. So I think with this concept of micromanagement, you're able to evolve and handle the herd of stampeding elephants and evolve through stress. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.